Yes, indeed. They stormed a village in the far north, and they burned down 80 houses. They killed 3 people, and they took hostages as many as 50 people, including teenagers, children, women, and some few adults.
So, Mr. Minister, are you saying that the number of people abducted is not 60, but less than 60?
Yes, less than 60.
Recently, your country got help or an offer from Chad to assist you in this fight against Boko Haram. Is it making progress?
Well, the offer was done the day before yesterday. Now they need just to come together, the two headquarters, the politicians, the military headquarters. They need to come together to understand each other, to elaborate a common strategy, how to occupy the borders. So this is the problem. They need time to deploy their military hardware, military equipment, and to get everything ready. Indeed, we are very much grateful that the Chadian head of state offered this assistance, not only to Cameroon, but to Nigeria too. But as far as Cameroon is concerned, let me emphasize the fact that our army has always been equal to its responsibility. Boko Haram has never crossed the border, or in case they cross the border, our army makes it impossible to settle in Cameroon. But we need the assistance, not only of Chad, but the rest of international community, to begin with Africa.
Do you mean that you need assistance from the rest of African countries, the African Union?
Yes, the African Union has already pledged to give full assistance. But I want to remember you one thing. During the Paris summit, when President Hollande invited the 5 nations of the front line, at the end of the meeting, when they agreed to put together, to bring together their forces, United States of America, United Kingdom, European Union, France, Germany, China, Canada, this nation have promised to give us their contribution in our fight, in the battle, toughest battle that we have been delivering against Boko Haram. So Africa will play its own role, but I think that the rest of the civilized nation have a promise, and we are looking forward to receiving their assistance.
Mr. Minister, we normally associate Boko Haram with Nigeria. Do you think that Boko Haram is also taking up headquarters in your country?
It is impossible, as far as Cameroon is concerned, as I told you, impossible to penetrate and to remain in Cameroon. There might be ally or accomplices within the country. They may recruit some young people, unemployed Cameroonians in need of money, and who could be brainwashed just to follow them. This is possible. But to penetrate our frontier and to remain in Cameroon, this is impossible, because the army, our military, their commitment, their motto is to fight to the last drop of their blood in the defense of our nation, of our border.